From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A former Rutgers University student is being sentenced to 30 days in jail and probation for using a webcam to spy on his roommate's intimate encounter with another man. Tyler Clementi committed suicide in 2010, a few days after he'd found out what Darun Ravi had done. Today, Judge Glenn Berman explained his decision.
This individual was not convicted of a hate crime. He was convicted of a bias crime, and there's a difference. I say that because I do not believe he hated Tyler Clementi. He had no reason to, but I do believe he acted out of colossal insensitivity.
Now, the judge is placing Ravi's sentence on hold for 10 days as both sides appeal. President Obama says Afghanistan is on track to taking full responsibility for its own security next year, the year before the last NATO combat troops are scheduled to leave. But he said there would continue to be a NATO-led presence in Afghanistan after 2014.
As Afghans stand up, they will not stand alone. Today, we can agree on NATO's long-term relationship with Afghanistan beyond 2014, including our support of Afghan security forces.
President Obama is speaking at the NATO summit in Chicago. There, authorities are bracing for more demonstrations on this last day of the NATO gathering, where leaders have been discussing the war in Afghanistan and other security issues. Protesters advocating various causes, though, are threatening to rally at various sites. The donors behind nearly half of the money presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney raised last month will remain undisclosed until this summer. The joint fundraising committee Romney created was set up to file quarterly instead of monthly. NPR's Esfi Date reports the identities of Romney's biggest donors will not be revealed as promptly as those given to President Obama.
Governor Romney's campaign announced last week that it had raised $40 million in April, nearly as much as Mr. Obama's $43.6 million. The names of all Obama donors who gave more than $200 became public on the filing deadline Sunday, including those who had given the maximum $75,800 to the various committees supporting the president's reelection. But of that $40 million in donations to Romney, the names behind just over half the money was disclosed Sunday. The rest, including the writers of the largest checks, will remain under wraps until July. Esfi Date, NPR News.
U.S. stocks were gaining ground today. You're listening to NPR News. Yemen's government is putting the death toll from today's suicide bombing at more than 90. At least 100 others were wounded. Officials say the attack took place during a military parade rehearsal in the capital, Sana'a. The bomber was one of the soldiers participating in the drill. The Coast Guard is disputing a report that Guard members were attacked while they were on a training mission in Yemen. Lieutenant Paul Reinhardt said today that there are no U.S. Guard personnel in Yemen and none was involved in an attack. Yemeni officials had reported that an American was injured during an attack on guardsmen in the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah yesterday. A Chinese conglomerate is buying AMC Entertainment, North America's second-largest movie theater company. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports a $2.6 billion deal is the latest between the Chinese and U.S. entertainment industries.
Wanda, which owns everything from hotels to IMAX theaters, is buying AMC's nearly 350 Cineplexes and assuming about $2 billion in AMC debt. John Guohua, a VP with Wanda's cinema arm, explained the company's reasoning on a Chinese version of Twitter. Quote, first reason, it's good publicity. Second, this deal will promote high-quality movie production and give easy access into the U.S. market. Although dwarfed by the U.S. movie market, China's is growing fast and now the world's second largest. Earlier this year, DreamWorks Animation announced it was building a studio in Shanghai with two Chinese state-owned companies. Disney is building a Magic Kingdom theme park in Shanghai as well. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Dow's up 93 points, Nasdaq gaining 53, and the S&P 500 up 15 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.